In this bulletin, Victorian hospitality and retail businesses prepare to reopen from midnight. Fighting resumes in the Nagorno-Karabakh region, breaching a US negotiated ceasefire. And in sport, the Giants' Zach Langdon expected to switch sides during the AFL player swap. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomalos. Melburnians will soon be able to leave home for any reason when sweeping changes to restrictions come into effect from midnight. For the first time in months, hospitality venues will be permitted seated customers, while retail stores and beauty services will reopen. While outdoor gatherings remain capped at 10 people, the two-household rule will be removed and relaxed rules for home visits will be announced today. Outdoor sports will return, weddings will be allowed 10 guests, funerals permitted 20 mourners, and religious gatherings will see up to 10 people indoors and 20 outdoors, plus one faith leader. Cafe owner Tony Roussos is welcoming the changes.
Looking at opening Wednesday is the soonest day, and couldn't wait to get the announcement. But you know, I think we've just been locked down far too long, and hospitality's really taken a big hit. So yeah, relieved that some good news has come our way. And hopefully it'll stay that way and improve.
The 25-kilometre limit on Melbourne residents will remain until the 8th of November, when more restrictions are set to ease. The federal government is under pressure to establish a national body to tackle corruption amid an expenses scandal involving Australia's corporate regulator. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission Deputy Chair, Daniel Crennan, has resigned after receiving nearly $70,000 in taxpayer funds to cover rent. Labor and federal crossbenchers are urging the government to fast-track plans to launch a national integrity commission, which have been delayed by the pandemic. Independent MP Helen Haynes says she has introduced a private members' bill to Parliament calling for the creation of the body.
This is the right bill for this Parliament to debate. This is the right time for this Parliament to have this debate. This is the bill our constituents are calling upon us to pass. This issue will define this Parliament and us as parliamentarians.
Indigenous activists have hailed the decision of a Northern Territory court ordering a police officer to stand trial for murder over the death of an Indigenous man. Constable Zachary Rolfe will likely be tried next year after shooting 19-year-old Kumanjai Walker in the remote town of Yundamu. It's the first time a police officer will stand trial for murder over an Indigenous death in custody in the Northern Territory. Family and community members say they remain hopeful justice will be served.
It's so overwhelming, and there's so much relief in the outcome, but at the same time, you know, we do know that it's still a long journey ahead, but for now we'll take this win and really just try to appreciate it.
Moving overseas, and Armenia and Azerbaijan are accusing each other of breaching the new ceasefire agreement. The truce aimed to stop fighting over the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh that has seen hundreds killed. In a televised address, Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan says Azerbaijan isn't willing to negotiate.
I want everyone to understand clearly that Azerbaijan does not want to compromise to resolve this issue. It wants the capitulation of Karabakh. We are ready to make concessions, even concessions that are painful for us, but the Armenian people will never be ready to surrender.
Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev says Armenia is at fault for the failure of the ceasefire agreement. He says Armenia shelled the Tatar region in violation of the truce and is insisting a peaceful solution involves Armenia establishing a timetable for withdrawing from Nagorno-Karabakh. And pro-democracy demonstrators in Thailand have marched to the German embassy, appealing to the German government to investigate whether Thailand's king has exercised political power during his extended stays in Bavaria. The protesters acted while the Thai parliament began a special two-day session addressing political tensions from pro-democracy protests. Royalists have also staged counter-rallies to denounce the protesters. In the AFL, West Coast has confirmed forward Zach Langdon is the latest Greater Western Sydney player to want to leave the Giants. The Eagles say they're confident they'll land the 24-year-old during the AFL's trade period. Langdon becomes the sixth Giants player to officially want out of the club. Meanwhile, St Kilda has lodged a contract offer with outgoing Adelaide midfielder Brad Crouch before the free agency period. Let's take a look at Tuesday's weather now. Partly cloudy, 24 for Perth, much the same, 20 degrees in Adelaide. A possible afternoon shower in 17, a shower or 2:15 in Hobart. Possible shower 16 in Canberra, much the same in Wollongong, 18. It's also partly cloudy in Sydney, 20 degrees, much the same for Newcastle, 21. A couple of showers with a storm likely in Brisbane, 26. It's a partly cloudy day, 33 in Cairns, and a shower or two with a storm likely in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And don't forget, for news in depth, check out the SBS News in Depth podcast.